Reverence must become the defining quality of our lives. Continuing, of more immediate interest is the extraordinary growth in recent decades of a long-standing agency of the organizing center or core of the socialization of production, hence of labor. My comment more accurately called the disciplining of human beings. Continuing, on a world scale, namely, what is currently called the multinational or transnational firm. In a sense, many relations among materially dependent production processes that had been exchange relations, or if newly formed, could have been under other conditions, and so of or potentially of market-organized networks of commodity flows, became transformed into, or if new, formed as intra-firm relations. The elemental arrangement, centralizations of capital in the form of firms, entrepreneurially organizing geographically extensive and technically complex, for the time, chains of related production operations is hardly new. It was, after all, what distinguished the chartered merchant SIC. Again, the terms we're given to think in are intentionally deceptive. Companies of the 17th and 18th centuries from other capitalized operations. But in recent decades, this elemental arrangement of the capitalist world economy has been increasingly constituted on a scale and in a form of both organization and production that is historically original. My comment, recall what else is historically original. I just want to make sure we hold both aspects of these monumental developments of this transformation of the global system in our minds. What else is historically original? The ever-growing stateness of the interstate system, the increasing density of interstate relations within states themselves, and the increasing irrelevance of what was in any case nominal sovereignty to the functioning of the system, and the resulting, therefore, subordinate, this is a quote from them, subordination of the interrelations among the world's peoples to the self-interested imperatives, and this is me, the self-interested imperatives, and our trio are asking, what would those be, of the interstate system? This underscores the point our three are making, that the distinction interstate system and global market is ideological. It's like a mystery that bit by bit is unfolding before us. How did it come to be, this web in which we're caught, so thoroughly infixed as to a tomb?